堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Say It Again. My name is Ruth, and I am happy to welcome you to another programme in this series. There is so much happening in our programme today. Let me start by telling you what's to come. I wonder if you have ever thought, what if? What if I had lots of money? What if I could speak many different languages? What if I could fly like a bird?All of these are what are called daydreams. Listen out for more what-ifs later in the programme. Today is the last time for a few weeks that we'll have Aries on the programme. She will be back with me later in the series. So, welcome to today's programme, Aries.
Hello, Ruth. It's good to be here with you today. Have we another true story to hear today?
Yes.Today we have Christopher reading a Brero Barbarian story. A Brero is from Brazil. He used to be a drug dealer until he met Jesus Christ. Before all of that, let's get back to our questions. Aries,How would you feel if you could go to the moon?
Oh, what a question. I suppose I'd at first be very excited. To go to the moon has been the dream of many people for years. I think I'd be rather scared, but really looking forward to what I might find. I think I really enjoy being weightless. Floating around in space could be such fun. Ruth, how would you feel if you could go to the moon?
I think I'd feel very strange. Next, we have a scene that actually happened on the moon. Colin is telling exactly what happened when the Eagle, an American spacecraft, landed on the moon. When Colin uses the word elements, he is referring to bread and wine.The Christian symbols of Jesus Christ's sacrifice and rising from the dead. It's amazing to think that bread and wine were the first things eaten and drunk on the moon.
On the day of the moon landing, we awoke at 5:30 a.m. Houston time. Neil and I separated from Mike Collins in the command module. Our powered descent was right on schedule.With only seconds worth of fuel left, we touched down at 3:30 p.m. Now was the time for communion. So, I unstowed the elements in their flight packets. I put them and the scripture reading on the little table in front of the abort guidance system computer. Then I called.
Houston, this is Eagle. This is LM Pilot speaking. I would like to request a few moments' silence.I would like to invite each person listening in, wherever and whomever he may be, to contemplate for a moment the events of the past few hours and to give thanks in his own individual way.
For me, this meant taking communion. In the blackout, I opened the little plastic packages which contained bread and wine. I poured wine into the chalice my parish had given me. In the 1/6th gravity of the moon,The wine curled slowly and gracefully up the cup. It was interesting to think that the very first liquid ever poured on the moon and the first food eaten there were consecrated elements. Just before I partook of the elements, I read the words which I had chosen to indicate our trust that as man probes into space, we are in fact acting in Christ. I sensed especially strong my unity with our church back home and with the church everywhere. I read...
I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me.
Daydreaming is something that many people do. It's easy to look out of a window, watching the birds flying around free, and imagine what it would feel like if you were that bird. Free to fly, free maybe with no responsibilities. Yet that's not the real way of life. We all have responsibilities, and for many of us, we have little time to dream about what might be. In our true story today, a Brero Barbarian from Brazil tells us how he began to realise that his life was completely broken. His drug habit was killing him. One day he faced reality. The police were after him, and he was realising more and more the way his life, and the lives of those he sold drugs to, were becoming broken. In all of this, he began to look for a way to rebuild his life. Listen to what happened. Christopher is reading Abrero's story.
My life has changed. Now looking back on my past life, I realized that my life was completely broken. I lived only for money and drugs. How then has my life changed? Let me tell you my story. I live in Brazil and often went over the border to pick up my next packet of drugs. I wasn't only a user but also a dealer. I couldn't say no to the temptation of drugs for myself, and every time I crossed into Paraguay, I went in a different car. A friend warned me that the police were after me, and so I ran. I had a safe place where I knew that nobody could find me. I decided that I'd stay hidden for 5 days. In my safe place, there was a little food and a book to read. I picked the book up and began to read. What book was it? The Holy Bible, the Christian's holy book. I found I couldn't understand very much of it, but what I could understand told me that God had sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to die for my sins. I wasn't sure just what I needed to do about it. When I'd left this safe place and gone back home, I decided that I'd try and find out more about this God. Someone told me that they knew of people who read the Holy Bible and believed in Jesus Christ, God's Son. I went to speak to these people. They told me that by accepting what God's Son had done for me in dying on the cross, my sins would be forgiven. And I could, with His help, leave behind my old ways of life. I wasn't sure. Could this change really happen to me? I asked God to help me, and I accepted the forgiveness of my sins. My life changed. My way ahead was different. Can anybody change? Can this forgiveness be for anyone? I found it to be true in my life. I know it can be true for you.
Abrero's life was changed. He asked God to help him, and he received forgiveness of all his sins. That is reality. It's the only possible way to change your life and have the freedom to start again. So, Aries, let's look at some of the sentences we'd use if we were wondering, what if? Why don't you say them with Aries after me? What would you do if you could?
What would you do if you could?
How would you feel if you were?
How would you feel if you were?
What would it be like if you had?
What would it be like if you had?
Did you notice the different ending to each sentence? They were, if you could, if you were, and if you had. Now, you can practice ways to answer these questions. Aries, can you think of a situation in conversation with a friend where you could use one of the sentences we've just practiced?
I've used one of those sentences when I was talking with a good friend about a boyfriend. I'd say, How would you feel if you married him? I could imagine us having a very interesting conversation about that question.
Let's practice two ways of answering that question. Say the answers with Aries after me. Oh, I think I'd be really happy.
Oh, I think I'll be really happy.
Oh, I expect I'd enjoy being part of his family.
Oh, I expect I enjoy being part of his family.
Before we finish today's program, Aries and I will repeat some of the sentences we practiced earlier. I'll say them first, then you can repeat them with Aries. Oh, I think I'd be really happy.
Oh, I think I'd be really happy.
Oh, I expect I'd enjoy being part of his family.
Oh, I expect I enjoy being part of his family.
I hope you were able to say those sentences with Aries. Aries won't be with me next week. I have Grace coming back with another in her series of places of interest. She'll be telling us about the Tower of London. So, from Aries and me, goodbye.